Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today we present excerpts from an Art of Jazz concert presented by Earshot Jazz at the Seattle Art Museum and played by the Jovino Santos Neto Quinteto. Jovino was born in Rio de Janeiro and began his musical career there. He became a regular member of Ermeto Pascual's group, with whom he toured the world for about 15 years. Since moving to Seattle in 1993, Jovino Santos Neto has become an integral part of our regional jazz scene as performer, bandleader, composer, teacher, and inspiration. He's a regular member of the Cornish Music Faculty. He's a musical ambassador who's made a major contribution to a wider understanding of Brazilian music. He frequently participates in workshops, clinics, and music camps, and continues to record and tour worldwide. Three of his CDs have been nominated for Latin Grammys. Although Jovino has appeared in a variety of settings, from solo piano to symphony orchestra, the quinteto he leads in this concert is his most familiar context. With Ben Thomas on vibes, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Jeff Bush on percussion, here's Jovino Santos Neto to introduce his music.
We track from our latest quinteto CD, which the CD is called Current, and this is called Vivendo no Presente, which means living in the present. This is like when you have like salmon two ways. Well, this is samba two ways. And it has kind of like an older style of samba, more like they used to play it in the beginning of the 20th century, and a more modern style like they started doing the second half of the 20th century. We'll get to the 21st century, which is by blending those two. So this is called Vivendo no Presente. Thomas. Yeah. Nice. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're going to play something that's not recorded yet right now. And this is a new composition that I wrote this past year. I was doing a residency at the Hochschule, the University in Nuremberg, Germany, which has a beautiful tradition of centuries and centuries of music, including some of the people that have inspired me the most. Like Johann Sebastian Bach was a guy that started to study his music when I was like 12, and I've always been fascinated. I love it today. And how, you know, like all good music, there's no, it never has an expiration date. It's not like the stuff we buy at the pharmacy that only, it's like, you know, you don't buy it. It's there. It will continue to be there as long as there's people playing it. So this is a shorter that I wrote. And there's a big connection between the shorter music of Brazil and the Baroque music from Europe. And since I was there, and I decided to just kind of like tune the radio onto the vibes in the air, and I composed this during a workshop with the students there at the university. Very talented kids, and they're always, and like I usually do, everybody learns the music by ear. There's no paper until we're done. After everybody learns it, then we write it, so we won't forget it. But that's the best way to teach, is really by sharing the sounds, and then the visual comes later. So we call this, so far, the Nuremberg Choro. Thank you.
You're listening to a concert by Jovino Santos Neto's Quinteto, recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Jovino.
We are celebrating 20 years together with this band. Yeah, we don't look that old, but I know that. I did a project a few years ago in Brazil, where I'm from, in case you haven't noticed. It was part of a research project into the music of the northeastern part of Brazil. I'm from Rio, which is the southeastern part of the country. But I have, you know, parts of my family come from that region, and so much of my work with Hermeto Pascoal and so much of the inspiration for my music comes from the northeastern Brazil, so it would not be fair for me to not get to know it deeper. I got this beautiful grant from Brazil to go into this research and just travel around the region with my wife. We basically traveled for a few weeks, going through the interior, through the coast, the littoral. We went to wonderful places and heard lots of great music. And following that, I composed a whole record's worth of material, and I recorded there. This is called The Soul of the Northeast, Alma do Nordeste. And this is one of those tunes. This is a baião, which is one of the characteristic styles of northeastern Brazil, done in my own way, which is, you know, we take the inspiration, the repeated notes that this music has, the kind of rhythmic groove, but we open up in a lot of different ways. So we're going to play Biboca, which is the name we give to a tiny little hut made of mud and straw and palm fronds. Thank you.
Mark Ivester on the drums, Jeff Bush on the percussion. Thank you.
Go back to the samba, which I did on the CD, Roda Carioca, The Real Circle. It was nominated for Latin Grammy 2006. And this is a very kind of like Rio style carioca samba, because the whole CD was about my hometown and had a few guests I recorded there. And it has the style and the kind of melody that you find in the samba from Rio, which is different from other places, as you could imagine. Check it out.
Thank you, Ben Thomas on the vibraphone.
You're listening to a concert by the Jovino Santos Neto Quintetto, recorded in performance at the Seattle Art Museum as part of the Art of Jazz series. Coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's Jovino.
Thank you. Yeah. It's time to do a ballad. We like to do every once in a while. And this is called Ser Feliz, which means to be happy. It's a ballad I wrote a couple of years ago. This ballad's brand new. It's called Ser Feliz.
Thank you.
Chuck Theodore on the bass. Woo! Yeah. All right. We're going to go back to the party time. This is a party in 3/4. This is called Festa de Eris, a children's party song. There's a way of seeing things. It's a way of looking at time. And because music deals with time so much, we kind of tend to see the whole picture, which means the whole picture is not just what is right now, but what was before was going to be afterwards. So you can look at a person's life from beginning to end as one thing. Just like we can look at a piece of music from the beginning to end, it also has a duration, like we have durations too. So this is called Festa de Eris because it honors that part of everybody that's the youngest part, not just the youngest chronologically, but the core where you start from. So this is called Festa de Eris, so it's children to all ages, chronological ages, but when it comes to this, it's no age. Ever heard of no age music? That's what this one is.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Mark Ivester on the drums there.
You've been listening to a concert by the Jovino Santos Neto Quinteto, recorded at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the Art of Jazz series. The group included Ben Thomas on vibes, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, Mark Ivester on drums, and Jeff Bush on percussion. Jovino Santos Neto at the piano and composer of all the music on this program. The next concert in the Art of Jazz series will feature Kendra Shank, former Seattle resident, now living in New York, singing with John Stoll on guitar. John is from Portland and tours widely as well. They will be kicking off a CD release tour on April 10th at the Seattle Art Museum, 5:30 p.m. for this free concert. We hope you'll join us then. Thanks to the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, Buddha for house sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbert, for planning and presenting the series. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK, Cedro Woolley.